Okay. I want to know today's daf, the daf for Sus Rafu Shlema for Chaim Ben Rachel, who has an important appointment today. So we discussed by Amar Abaye on the bottom, towards the bottom of Chesam and Beis. So Amar Abaye, following case, Ruvain Shemachar Sade LeShimon BeAchrayas. Ruvain sells the land, Ruvain's the seller, Shimon's the buyer. He bought BeAchrayas, meaning he accepted upon himself that should one of Ruvain's Bali Chov come and grab the land, Shimon has a chrayas and go back and get money from Ruvain. But also Bali Chov de Ruvain, and that's exactly what happened. One of the Bali Chov of Ruvain came, v'taref b'Shimon, and he collected the land from Shimon. He wanted to collect the land from Shimon. So the dinahu, the din is, the azal Ruvain u'mishtai dini b'hadai. Ruvain can sort of interplead. He can come in and become the litigant. Ruvain, who's the buyer, the seller, whose land is no longer in his possession, he can still litigate on behalf of Shimon. Basically, he can claim that I paid you back. He can litigate. The lo matzi amrle, and the balchov, who's coming to grab the land, can't say to him, lav bal devarim didiat. You have nothing to do with this case. The land's not in your hands. I'm going after Shimon. I'm not going after you. He cannot say lav bal devarim didiat. The amrle, because this is Ruvain, the mocher can say, I matfakat mimne ale hadar. I'm definitely a beneficiary to this lawsuit, because if you end up winning and collect from him, then he's going to come collect from me. And I already paid you, and I'm going to have to be paying twice. And that's going to be his claim. So I definitely have a stake in the game here. Rashi says, Masha ata motzi mishimon yachzor alai sharei kabalti alai achrayas. It all comes back to me, so I can come in. But the Ika de Amri, and there are those who say, Afilu Shaloba Achrayas. Ruvain, the seller, can even interplead and come in and litigate, even if he did not sell with Achrayas, even if he sold without Achrayas, meaning that if Shimon loses, Shimon cannot come and collect from Ruvain. Nevertheless, Ruvain still has skin in the game, because the Amrolei, because the Mocher can tell the Balchov, Ruvain can tell the Balchov, Lo Nichali that the Havilu Shimon Taromasalai. I don't need Shimon to have any complaints against me. I have a good name out in the marketplace. Everyone knows that I'm a good seller. Now you're going to come and take the land away from me. People are saying, well, what's this guy doing? This guy is selling stuff that has their liens on, and people are collecting. So he wants to keep his name. Tosos Adina the Azil, he asks, what's the chiddush here? He goes, Im Tomar, my nafka mina, to the right, my nafka mina, hakol masha yocha Ruvain liton ta anina leila Shimon. Who cares that Ruvain? They say, oh, Ruvain can interplead and come in. So it doesn't matter, because he's going to be able to make a claim that he paid it back. Anything that Ruvain could have claimed, we as Beis are going to make the claim on behalf of Shimon. The halacha is in this case ta'aninan, right? We make the claim. My nafka mina hakol masha yochel Ruvain liton ta'aninan leil Shimon de ta'aninan leil lokeach. We the Beis Din make these claims. We make claims for the lokeach the chen liyisomim. I mean, also for Yisomim, Bein Parua, we could say it's Parua, Bein Mezuyaf, all these things that you need Edim, we make the claims on behalf of, so what's the Chiddush? So Ruvain can come in, big deal. He's not going to make any claim that Shimon doesn't have.
I don't understand, what difference does it make if it's Be'achrayus or Shlo Be'achrayus?
Because Achrayus, you would say he has a more of an argument that he's involved. Because if I sell to you with Achrayus, and Mati takes it away from me, you're going to come collect from me again.
I'll come anyway. If you send me a field,
right,
and then one of your creditors come take the field from me,
right,
I'll go back to you to request my money back.
But if there's no Achrayus, you have no legal standing. You took the risk. If I didn't sell you with Achrayus, that's the whole point of Achrayus. So I didn't sell to you with Achrayus, then it's a non-secured loan.
Right.
But in any case, I mean, you're entitled to go back to the person who sold
and I'll say, I'll say, go fly a kite. You took the risk. It was factored into the price. If you wanted to buy with a price, if it was secured, then we would have a lower price. We would have a higher price. You sold a higher price. You took the risk. And you got burned. That's what it is. There's no lien. It's an unsecured loan, basically.
The number that you originally bought the property for.
It should have been reflected in the price.
Right.
But we're saying, despite that fact, I still have a stake because of my name. Okay, so Tosos again asks, what's the big deal that Reuven come in? Any claim that Reuven would make, we would make the claim for Shimon. So Tosos,
that's a rare case though.
That what?
How this played out? But most of the time, when he's ready to go to get the other guy's property, it's already a done deal.
What do you mean a done deal?
He tried messing with this. Paying his loans back.
Right, so he's claiming, so Reuven's claiming, like, this guy who's coming to make the claim, he's lying. I paid him back. He doesn't have a right. But we would make that claim anyway, Tosa's right. Question. So Tosa so answers towards the bottom, like 4 or 5 lines of the bottom. Dinafka mina la raya achrona. Tosas gives a case, a raya achrona case. He goes, Sha'amar Shimon ainli edim the ainli raya. The case, if Shimon says, I'm done, you know, he defense rests. He rests his case. I have no more edim, I have no more proofs. And then, and la achras man matzarayo edim. And then afterwards, he finds another thing, ain yachol lahavim. He can't bring them. But Reuven shelo amar ainli edim yochel aviyam. Basically, just as an extra line of defense, that if one guy says the defense rests, well, my defense doesn't rest. I have more rights. That's what Tosfos says. The others bring down. I think it's Tosfos Bavitzi. He says, listen, you have lawyers who are good litigators, and you have lawyers who are not good litigators. Some lawyers are transactional attorneys, and they don't do well in the courtroom. Reuven happens to be a great litigator. So we want him in the court. Now, by letting him come in, yeah, we'll make the same claims, but his presentation is going to be 1,000 times better than a dry presentation. So therefore, that's the reason why, that's enough community to allow Reuven to come into the case. Okay, next case. Amar Abaye. Abaye says the following case. Reuven, Shemachar, Sadeh, L'Shimon, Shalom, B'Achrayas. Okay, so Reuven sells the land to Shimon without a Achrayas, which means if the Baal Chum comes and claims the land, Shimon cannot go back to Reuven. Right, and what happens? V'yotzu alea asikin, and now they're come out these Rashi's orerin. They're not coming to say that you owe me money. That they come to say that you don't own the land. How could you have sold the land? This land belonged to us. So now there's going to be a case as to the ownership of the land. So that's yotzu alea asikin.
You had no right to sell it in the first place.
No, you didn't own it. So I'm just going to read the case now, and then we'll.
So only through the title search.
Okay, but they don't really have title searches like that. Like we
write down who.
So you have to go find it. But now you have a case. Someone claims it's false. Someone claims it's not false. You have a case. Even we have title searches now. Some guy files a title here. Some guy files a title here. Someone did fraud. Someone did. You know, that's what's called a lawsuit. All right. So v'yotzu aleh asikin. So let's just read it. Adshelo hizik ba yochel achzero. Until he does a chazaka, the lokeach can be chozer. Misha hizik ba. When he does do a chazaka. The lokeach cannot be chozer. You can't say mekotos. My timer, what's the reason? The amrale, because once he does the chazaka, the seller can say to him, chaita dekitri savart vikibalt. It's basically a bag of hot air. So now she says, chaita dekitri sakishura mali ruach. You bought yourself, you should have checked inside. You didn't do a proper search, and you chaita dekitri savart vikibalt. And my aim is to have a chazaka, once again to the chazaka, mikidayish amitzre. When he walks around the edges of the land, which is, what type of chazaka is that? So what's going on here? what's going on here? So let's read Rashi. Well, there's no Rashi, actually, but figure out what's going on here. So let's just read, there's Rashi. Rashi is quoted by Tosfos in Tosfos Mishneh Hichzik. So Rashi says, the Perakamad Vavatsiya, Peiris Rashi, Afal Gav Shlo Nason Mos, the Karka Niknevi Chazaka. The case is, he buys the land, and after he buys the land, comes out these people who claim that the land belongs to them. So until he did not give, Rashi says he did not give any money, did not pay money, but he did a chazaka. So until he does the chazaka, I mean, prior to the chazaka, he can be chozer. But once he does do the chazaka, he cannot be chozer. What's the reason? Because he bought a bag of hot air, and what type of chazaka is that walking around the perimeter of the land. What type of chazaka is that? That's not a chazaka. That's one of Tosfos' question. So Tosfos says, Vikasha.
I thought
walking the property is one. Kinyan Halicha is a sheet of Rabbi Lezer, but it's not. We don't hold like that. No, there's a Targum Yonos and Benoziel who says in the dream by Bris Ben Basarim, when Hashem took Avram Avinu, he walked him around. But,
he's the rye for this.
Yeah, but we don't hold that way. There's no such thing as Kinyan Halicha. We don't hold like that. Okay. So I believe that to be the case. So he says,
how are you doing the
Kinyan? What? That's a retosos. There are other ways to buy land. Right. If you're going to tell me that he can't retract because he did a Kinyan when he was torn to the Karka, well, what if he gave money? What if he bought with a star? It was the same type of Kinyanin. Kesef is nikta b'kesef shtar b'chazaka. So why chazaka only prevents him from retracting? What about kesef u'shtar? V'od, my kavi me'emas have a chazaka Masnisni repair Keskazabatim, null parts of God. What's the Kumara asking? Oh, what's a chazaka? We already know what the chazaka is. We have a Mishnah Baba Basha that told us that a chazaka is null parts of God. You knock, lock the gate, you break down the gate, you do some hoeing in the land, do some work on the land. So we already know what a chazaka is. Why are you asking what a chazaka is here? Number three, Va'od, Makabai Hakit famous Sharduchin. If we didn't know, Why is this the location where we're asking what a chazaka is? Only here you're going to ask what a chazaka, and all other cases in Shas, we're not going to ask what a chazaka is. He says, "Va'od." In the fourth question, the Daish Hamitzrei Mashma Drisa Ba'alma Shaholech Soviv Hamitzarim. Daish Hamitzrei is Mashma that he's just walking around the borders. What type of chazaka is that? What is that? What is that? So Venir Lefaris. Therefore, Tosos answers. Bichidus what Tosos says. The Mairi Shekanu Bekinyan Gamar. He made a full-fledged kinyan. B'chalipin, o b'shtar, o b'chazaka, o b'rafik b'porto. He made a full-fledged kinyan. Nevertheless, v'daito shel adam, the das of a person, is af alpi shekana'u b'kinyan gamar, that even though he made a full-fledged kinyan, im yatsu orin, yofsar laksavo, kozman shehalach ha-mitzri la-lavsadeh, la-achpo, la-rachpo, liros, in yonei ha-sadeh, v'haynu, yedayish ha-mitzri. Meaning, even if you make a kinyan, you still have this retraction period. You have no complete gemiras das until you walk the borders, until your final inspection, I guess, post-closing inspection, which is big kiddush, because I thought the kinyan is what creates the gemiras das. Exactly. Now we're saying you have a kinyan, and something else is going to create the gemiras das. So it's a big kiddush in Tosos. But Tosos says, he says also, ubelo nasan mos, it's only about a case where you didn't give money. The ibn nasan mos ari afil b'achrayas nami, once he gives the money, Tosa says that's gemir sadas. Because if you say that even if you give the money, you could be chozerbo. So I gave you the money today, and now these orim come 3 weeks later. I'm out. Like, what does that mean? But even so, what about I don't say what Tosa says. That's the problem with kesef. That's also the problem by daish mitzri. What happens if I do purchase the land and the land is in Galil and I'm in Yerushalayim? And I purchased the land, we make the shtar, and I don't get up there for another couple days to walk around the borders. I still have this retraction, right? I still have this ability. For how long? It's tough. Because,
so the principle of mekachtos does not apply to karka, correct?
It does apply to karka. That's what I'm saying. And it has a longer period of time to apply. It applies so... it's a huge chiddush. I mean, he says there's no gemiras hadas until you walk the border or you give money. That creates the gemiras hadas. I thought the chazaka creates the gemiras hadas. So that's that. We all thought the chazaka creates the gemiras hadas.
That almost implies that he has to take edim with him when he walks the property.
Big deal. So he takes edim with him when he walks the property. Exactly. So what? But what do those edim do? Those are edim just for raya purposes.
Right.
But once he walks the property, it's done. But still, what is walking the property doing? Thing? If I did, I bought it for you. I did the kinyan suda. I did the kinyan chalipin. I bought the property for you. We're done. No. Tosh says no. Now he has a right to do an inspection, to walk around. And I don't think the Shulchan Aruch passed that way. Okay, so that's the case.
Yeah, but even if he does...
Does what?
He walk around, right? So he acquired the thing.
Right.
There's nothing to do with the fact that it's still a fraudulent transaction, because how can he say, you bought, a thing full of air? That's a mekhtosh, but it doesn't recognize that.
You should have done your search. You should have done your title search. It's part of the due diligence.
It's called buyer beware.
Sue the lawyer. He didn't do proper diligence.
Why? Oh, the first time
they did malpractice. It's malpractice on the diligence. Okay. The Ika Damri, and some say that he can be chozer afilu be'achrayis. Afilu be'achrayis nami. Even if he has achrayis, he can't be chozer, I'm saying. The Amr lay, achvei tircha asharam lach. Because the guy can say to him, listen, prove it. In other words, like, sort of what Marcel, Achle Shtar, show the Shtar, and then Ashal Yamlach. I sold the land to you, Mati. Now someone comes and claims that was a fraudulent transfer because he owned the property. You want me to retract? I said, forget it. I have a chrayus. If and when he wins the case, then come to me. In the meantime, the land is yours. Go deal with him. If and when you lose and he grabs the case, then I'll pay you back because I have a chrayus. But to be chozer right now, you can't do it. All right. Now the Gemara is now going back. Well, this is according to Rashi. The Gemara is now going back to what we mentioned before in Dav Zayin. Now, Lechora, there was a stira in the psukim, right, regarding the chi of tashlumim of the mazik. One pasuk said Meitav Sadeyu or Meitav Karmo Yishalim, which is mashma you have to pay Idis, and that's how we got into the whole thing, the whole sugya of Idis. And there's another pasuk who says Baal Habor Yishalim Kesef Yashiv LeBaalav, and we learned that from the word of Yashiv that you can pay back anything that Shavah Kesef, even Subin, even Bran, right? You can pay that back. So now, according to Rashi, we're bringing another answer to that question, which is Rav Huna Amar. He says there's no steer between the psukim. The mazdi can give to the nizak o kesef o meitav. He can either give kesef or meitav. The Gemara says Rav Nachman asks Rav Huna, okay, yashiv l'rabos shava kesef filo subin. You just answered that. Okay, that it's that you didn't answer the steer. The stira wasn't that you can pay one item or one other item. The stira was the quality of the item that you were supposed to, you could pay. So kesef o meitav, fine. I know I can pay kesef. Kesef is also idis. Meitav is idis. You didn't answer. We learned that you could pay even subin. The rabba shava kesef filo subin. So the Gemara answers, hachalimai eskinon, where is that dealing, what that case is dealing with? Bidilesle. When he does not have kesef, or does the mazik doesn't have kesef, or he doesn't have karkov metav. So in this case, Rav Huna agrees that that's when you can pay with subin. So the Gemara says, id lesle pshita. If he doesn't have anything else, pasha. He has a chiv tashlumin. So he doesn't have this. So pay with what you have. You have to pay. So the Gemara says, no, mao de tema. Without the pasuk, you might have thought, amrina le zil tarach zabin va'aisi le kesef. Go liquidate your assets and get kesef. You have thousands of dollars worth of feathers, go to the feather market, sell it, liquidate your assets, and then pay. You would say that you have that obligation because you have to give kesef. Kamash Milan, the pasuk comes to teach us, the pasuk of Baal HaBor Yishalim Kesef Yashiv, the word Yashiv is that no, you do not have this obligation to go out and liquidate. If you have, meaning it's like a, sort of like a waterfall, if you have kesef and you have or karka, that's what you have to pay. If you don't have, then you go down to the next level. But it doesn't mean you, if you don't have, you have to go out and acquire. Right, Rashi says.
So you can give shava kesef?
Of course, yeah. That's what the pasuk said. Right, we learn out from kesef yashiv levalov that you can pay shava kesef. That's what, right. That's what we learned out on Dav Zayin. You can give shava kesef. Right, so if Rashi just asks, well, if Rashi Rav Huna Amar, he says, Lo krasha kad le'el kesef u'metav, da hachik amar rachmanan o kesef yitein lo u'metav sadosav. So then Rashi asks, well, why is Rav Huna now? We just did this, we did it 2 blad ago. He says, we had to steer it 2 blad ago. He says, V'had lo ayri Rav Huna ad hacha, mishun deboi la suki le milsa rabbi shmol v'rabbi kiva, deboi le'el kishen shaman also, b'shaloi shaman. We got interrupted. Because when we first mentioned Idis, and then we got interrupted by all the Idis Gemaras. So now we're just going back to where it was before. There are other Girsas that do it differently. The Rif says differently. So look at Tosos. He says, Tosos Rav Huna, he says, Perish Akuntras, Shabal Taritz cried Le'el. Right? He was coming to explain the Psukim previously. With Sarach Lomar, Shlo Hispik L'Sayin Dvarav Ad Shehik Shelo. He didn't have it finished before. He had all these other Kashas that came in between. He says, V'isti Garsi, and some say Amar Rav Huna. We have Rav Huna Amar. Some say Amar Rav Huna, which means it's a new topic. Amar Rav Huna, B'kaya Masnisin, it's coming in our Mishnah. It's not. Our Mishnah says, B'metav Ha'aretz. You have to pay B'metav Ha'aretz. The Amar Rav Huna, the Lav Dafka Metav, Ela O Kesef O Metav. That means Amar Rav Huna, which is coming to say, it's coming, when our Mishnah says you pay B'metav, Rav Huna is coming to say that Kesef is Metav as well. O Kesef O Metav. It's not in. What was safer of Alpha's Pirish, and the Rif says, the Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua of Rav Papa Dilel. What we learned before, Rav Huna and Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua and Rav Papa and Rav Zayin on the base, pligi Rav Huna hacha. They argue on Rav Huna over here. The inu savri ko mili metavu vafilu subin. We learned over there that everything is considered metav, even subin, right? But comes over here, Rav Huna savar the lo have metav ela o kesef o karka. That metav is only kesef o karka, and you only do subin. You only do subin if you don't have Kesef or Karka. Over there, we learned that it's on the Mazik has a choice. He can pay whatever he wants, including even Subin. Upasa kira pap of Rav Huna Brei Rav Shua Shehem Basrai. And the Rif paskin like Rav Huna Brei Rav Shua and Rav Papa because they are the latter people, and therefore that it's O Kesef, O Subin, everything is included. The Rabbi Natan in Soverkane, he doesn't hold. Okay, go. You can keep on going, but. Just to get the Pshat and the Gemara. Okay, next. Amar Rav Isi. Rav Asi says the following words: Ksafim harehen kekarka. Kesef is the same thing like karka. Okay, Lamai Hilchasim. What does that mean? So Elaim, maybe you'll say that it means le'inyan metav, that it means regarding metav, that kesef equals karka regarding the payment of the mazik, that it equals metav. If that's the case, hainu de Rav Huna. Well, that's the same thing Rav Huna, who says, oh, kesef o metav. What are you adding? You didn't say anything new. Ella, what's the case? Lishnei achim shechalku. We're talking about the case of two brothers who divided the inheritance they got from their father. Father bequeathed to them real estate and cash. Okay, so it's real estate and cash. V'natal echar karka. One took all the real property. The echar ksafim. One took all the metaltim. He took all the kesef. Equal value. They split it. One took the karka. One took the kesef. Uba bal chov v'natal karka. The father had a creditor. The creditor came and took the karka. He took the karka. So now Brother Reuven has nothing, and Brother Shimon has all the cash. So what's going on? So we say that kesef or karka the azul hai v'shakil palga b'chsafim b'hadei. This guy Reuven, who lost the karka, can go and now split and get 50% of the cash because they're both on the hook for the creditor. It just happens to be that the creditor takes from karka. So the Gemara says pshita. I mean, that's pashut, like you're saying. Hai bravo halav rai. Only one guy is a son; the other guy is not a son. They're both on the hook. So the Gemara says no. It could, and that's how one mandarma says it. Fascinating Gemara now. One mandarma says this din is so pashut, and the next mandarma, Ikad Amri, says this din is so wrong. Okay, it's a complete opposite svaras. Ikad Amri Adarava. There are those who learn the complete opposite way. Le'idach Kisa, the other way. You're totally wrong. You cannot collect. Shimon can say, you can't come and collect my money. He goes, that's the reason why we split it. We split a certain way because I took certain risk for cash, and you took certain risks that are inherent in karka. He says, the Amr Le'i, Lohachar Shachik Safim, Di Miganvei, Lo Mishlam Minach. I took the money because I took upon the risk that if it gets stolen, I'm like, maybe they didn't have safety deposit box. In a place, keeps the cash under his mattress, and if it gets stolen, it's my achrayus, and you don't want to take that risk, and I didn't want to take the karka risk. And you can't come. I won't be able to go and collect from you. And this is the reason why you took the land. That if someone grabs it, if a creditor comes and takes it, you cannot take from me at all. This is the reason why we split it. So the Gemara either says that din that when it came and collected from the son who had the karka is either A, it's so pashut, or either B, it's completely wrong. So, but either way, that can't be the case for that Rav Asi is talking about, because either that case is wrong or that case is so pashut. What's he telling us?
When they split it, they weren't following the father's
tzavah. No tzavah. They split the land. Father gives the money and lets. Once everyone gets, they split it.
Didn't know about this.
And they split it. And there's no bechor. Okay, so just make the case easier. What? Right. Okay. So Ella, what's the case? The case is also it's l'shnei achim shechalku. Two brothers split property. They split their real estate. Okay. $1,000 of real estate, each gets $500 worth of real estate. Uba balchov, but it's a creditor for $500. Uba balchov, v'natol chelko she'echot mehem. And he just says, you know what, I don't want to deal with taking half from you or half from you. I'm taking all the karka from over here. So one guy's out, and one guy still has his real estate. So therefore you see that what? A kesef areichu karka. So what is that? How does that do? He says, and therefore what? He takes one real estate. So here, Rav Asi holds that the brother who they did not take the karka from has to now redistribute half of the karka that he has. So he'll have 250 and the guy will have 250. And here, Rav Asi says, ksafim reka karka, he can buy him out. He could say, you know, instead of giving you half the land, right, the land is worthless if it's split now. It's too small a parcel. I'll give you cash instead. So kesef reka karka, that's what Rav Asi says in this case. The Gemara says, that can't be the case either. V'ha'am Rav Asi chadazimna. Because Rav Asi already, we've already learned this from Rav Asi. He said in a different place, Rav Asi already said this. The Itmar was said in the base Medrash. Ha'achim shechalku. Right, so you have the brothers who split the karka that was a Yerusha from their father. Uba balchov, and the balchov comes, v'nato chelko she'echamehen, and took one of them. So what's the story? Three-way machlokas. Rav Amar, but la machlokas. Rav says, l'mafreya, we see that the prior chalukah is null and void, and I have to go back and and redistribute the inheritance, getting 50, each one getting 50% of the leftover property. Okay. Shmuel Amar Viter. Shmuel says, no, the other brother is out. He was Mevater. The brother who they took the money from him, he loses. He can't claim anything from the second brother. We'll see in a minute. But Rav Asi Amar, and now there's a major machlokos how to read this. Rav Asi Amar notel revia bekarka u revia b'mos. So read the way Rashi says it. Rashi says it's or. Rav Asi says that the brother who lost the karka can take a quarter of the entire Yerusha value, either with karka or with mos. So according to Rashi, you see here that Rav Asi already holds that karka and kesef are the same thing, because you either can take karka or you can take kesef. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Revi b'karka yachzilo revi ichelko o karka o mos." So let's say the original division was 400. It was 400. Each one got 200. One guy loses 200. The other guy has 200 left. So Rav says the first guy just split it 100-100. Shmuel says the guy only gets 50. It's a quarter. It's a revi because he's masupuk. What the story is over here?
No, a revi of the leftover, or a revi from the original beginning.
I believe a revi of the leftover. Rashi says, "Oh, revi."
Leftover. The other brother.
Says who? Where did it say that?
The revi of the other brother. That the other brother took.
Revi could be from the total, from the initial totals, which
is a revi chelko.
It says, but it says revi bekark revi b'mos.
Right.
He in other words, it's a quarter of what he's claiming. He's claiming. Let's read Rashi. He says, "Revi bekarko." Yachlo revi chelko o karka o mos. Revi b'mos, it's o revi b'mos. So that would be the case. So the case would be, right? So it's revi b'karka, revi b'in his claim. So he gets, right, he's claiming 200. He's right. Getting a quarter of that. He's going to get 50.
Why is he getting a quarter?
Because that's
compensation.
Well, why is he getting a quarter?
As opposed to?
As opposed to half.
Because we're going to see in a moment. So Rav Amar Batl Machlokes. Rav says that the whole machlokus, the whole division is null and void. You have to redistribute the property, and therefore he would get 50%. He would get, right? Machlokus kasavar achim shachol kuki yerushim havu. Remember, we mentioned, this is the same machlokus we have a lot of time, it comes with Breira. How do you view brothers who divide the estate? How do you view them? So if you view them as yorshim, Rashi says, ki yorshim damu, val shneyam lifroa, hilkoch machsitz chalko yachshalo. They're still sort of partners. So when the guy came and collected, the estate is still one, it's almost like a corporate entity, the estate. So he collected the property from the estate. So now that the estate is missing, you have to go back and redistribute the estate. So it gets 50%. Shmuel Amar Viter. Shmuel says the guy lost, right? Kasavar Achim Shachalku Lakukos, right? Kilokeach Shalom Achrayas Tami. That's as if they purchased it one from another. We're splitting the carpet. This is the tract of land. I'm buying this portion from you, and you're buying this portion from me, and we don't have Achrayas on each other. There's no Achrayas. So we're completely separated. So my land is not your land. Your land is not my land. If the guy comes and collects from me, I'm out. I have no recourse because I bought property from you without a chrayas. I'm out. It's pretty harsh, but that's what he says, right? And now Rav Asi says you take a revi. Rav Asi Amar Noto revi bekarka or revi b'mos demisafkala. He was masupak I yorshim damu I lukuchas dami. He didn't know, so he splits the baby. He doesn't know, so he splits the baby. Hilkach notel revia karka or revias b'mamo. So he says, doesn't know, so he splits the baby. He has a suffix. So he says, mamon amut up a suffix. He says, cholkim. What happens? I'm not sure whether we're lukuchos, and therefore, I'm not sure whether we're considered yorshim, and therefore I should get 50%. I'm not sure whether we're lukuch, and therefore I should get zero. So I split it, and you get 25%. Tosfos, one line Tosfos on the bottom, which is interesting. He says, hilkach notel revia karka b'mos. He says, delo shayach behamos yimechaver alvaraya. Where are we getting this? Mamon amutal b'safek cholkim. That's the halacha of sumchus. We go see above and see all over. Mamon amutal b'safek is cholkim. Is the halacha brought down by sumchus? We paskin b'dini mamonos hamotzi mechaver al varaya. So Tosfos just simply says lo shayach b'motzi mechaver al varaya. What would be motzi mechaver al varaya? According to Rav Asi, we have a suffek now as to whether or not I could take 50%. You go prove to me that you're entitled. And until that point in time where you prove to me, I'm not giving you anything. I mean, it's not going to be so great for the sibling relationship. Yeah. But you know, money does crazy things, especially even worse things in families. So that right, never become partners with your family. Right, sorry, but all right, okay. So
too late.
You never. So what's going on here? So I remember we asked the question, it's in my notes, we asked the question 7.5 years ago. So Rabbi Rosner gave an answer. He said that when we say Motzi Mechaveiro Al Varaya, that is when there is a suffix in the Metzius. We don't know what happened. So you have a suffix in the Metzius, we say Motzi Mechaveiro Al Varaya. What Tosos is saying here is the Lo Shlayach for Motzi Mechaveiro Al Varaya. It's no argument in the Metzius. It's a suffix in the Din. So we have a suffix in the to Motzi Mechaveiro Al Varaya. What Raya are you going to bring? Are we passing this way? Are we passing that way? That's not a question of fact over here. It's a question of law, so to speak. So there we'll say it's suffix and we can be chokin. He said that's what he said. That's what he means by the Lo Shlayach by Motzi Mechaveiro Al Varaya. There's a different type of suffix over here. Okay. Nevertheless, the point being here, and again, there's a lot of ink spilled on what it means revi. We just learned it according to Rashi, because Rashi has this chiddush. We said notel revi bekarka u revi b'mos, and Rashi reads the vav as an o. Makes it easy for us. So that's how we're going to do it, because that's how we're going to do it. But nevertheless, Rav Asi says it's either karka or mos. So you see that karka, reik, kesef, and karka is the same thing. So what did Rav Asi add by saying karka, reik, kesef? He said it once already. So elamai, harein, kakarka. What does it mean, harein, kakarka? So the Gemara says, le'inyan metav, regarding metav, to teach me that kesef is as metav as karka is. So the Gemara says, ihachi, hainan ravuna. But that's exactly what we started with. That's what Rav Huna said. So Rav says, ends in the end, says, you're right, enachanami, amar v'chein amar Rav Asi. Rav Asi agrees, and also Rav Asi also said that. So he's built all this Gemara because Rav Asi just saying v'chein. Add the words v'chein, and it takes everything away. Now, I guess because we mentioned Rav Zero, so we're going to bring another, we said Rav Huna, we're going to bring another ruling of Rav Huna. Amar Rav Zero, Amar Rav Huna, b'mitzvah atshlish. When it comes to a mitzvah, you're supposed to spend up to a third. Gemara says, my shlish. What are we doing? What's a third? What are we doing here? So Gemara says, ilay mashlish beso, if you're saying that he has to spend one third of his net assets on a mitzvah, first of all, we know Adivaz was Yosef Mechome, so that can't really be the case. He says, elameyata, I yisraim le plus le mitzvasa. If three mitzvahs present themselves, I'm assuming, at the same time, lesi kuli le beso, he's got to spread all of his assets and be out. I don't understand the question. It's a third. So when he spends one, it's a third of what he has. And then he spends the next one, it's a third of the remainder. And you're not going to end up with zero. But the Gemara is assuming that they all come, right, exactly. They all, what's a third of two thirds that's left? But, right, okay. you're correct. So Gemara is assuming, I think, that all three present themselves at the same time, and at that moment he has to spend a third of his current total assets on each, and he'll be left with zero. Right. So that can't be the case. Elamayati Yisraimele plus mitzvasa lesi lekuli besa. So Gemara says, El Amar Rav Zeira hidur mitzvah, achlish b'mitzvah. It's up in, when it comes to hidur mitzvah, he should spend up to a third. What does that mean? Rashi says, She'im motzi beis sifrei Torah liknos. He wants to buy two sifrei Torahs. He wants to buy a sefer Torah. And he wants to buy, v'echad hadar mechaveiro yosef shlish hadamim v'yikach ha'adar. He should pay one third above the base price to get the better. If the better one costs more than a third of the lesser one, he doesn't have to spend it. But if the better one costs a third of the lesser one, he has to spend that third to get the better one. D'tanya v'lo n'abraisa, z'keli v'anveyu, this is my God, and I will glorify him. Hitznah l'fana b'mitzvos, you should glorify yourself with mitzvos. Aseh l'cha sefer Torah na, lulev na, talis na, tzitzis na. So that's when it comes to l'gabe hidur mitzvah.
I don't want to feel so good, so bad about going to happen.
What?
I don't feel so
bad. Right, so it depends. Let me make sure it's a third. So Boy Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi then asked, this one third that you have to add, it's what the Gemara always asks us all the time, is l'shlish mi l'gav or shlish mi l'bar? Do we do it from inside to outside? Meaning, it's simple. If your shlish mi l'bar means you have to add we always look at it, you take the number you have here, and you add a third. So if it's something that's worth six, you add, it becomes, now it's nine, you add three. Or do we say, shlish mi l'bar means outside of the original value, meaning if the first one was six, you have to
That's
mean l'gav means that if the first one was the first is six, you add two. Milabar means if the first one was six, you add three. And basically whatever to calculate milabar, you drop the numerator one number. So a third becomes a half, a quarter becomes a third, right? You drop the denominator one number. So what's case take? That's a take. I don't know. Right, and v'marava amri mishmeid Rabbi Zeira in Eretz Yisrael, they said a name Rabbi Zeira, ad shlish mishalo, v'kan ve'elech mishal kodesh baruch hu. When you're spending on hidur mitzvah, the first third is in your cheshbon. The first third that you're paying extra, that's your cheshbon. If you spend above that, even more that, Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of that. That's on God's cheshbon. Don't worry. So you want to spend 50% more, so a third, that's coming out, that's an out-of-pocket, that's an out-of-pocket expense. Everything above that, God will make sure that you get it back. That's what.
Is there a maximum how much you can?
It says Ali Vaz is no term chomesh, so I'm not exactly sure how it matches. It's an interesting rivet.
20%, right?
What? Chomesh is 20%. If it's Milabar or Megab, or it could be 25%. But yeah, it depends on how you do it. there's a rivet who asks, he goes, what's going on? Mitzvah, it's more of a Hashkafic question. Mitzvahs are our lifeblood. How can you put a price on mitzvahs? You have to spend to do the mitzvahs. How can you put? Right, this is a research asset. How can you put a price on the mitzvahs?
Because you also have to live. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Right. So he answers pretty simply. He says.
It's nice to spend.
It's just interesting for his language. His language is that, well, if you become poor and none of these chashuv kemes, and you can't, you're not supposed. It's not a mitzvah to kill yourself. You have to. You know, you're saying you have to live. So just because you answer the question doesn't mean it's not a question. But it's interesting, the rishon struggling to figure out mitzvahs are your lifeblood. So why would you put a price on your mitzvahs? So he has to explain why. Like you mentioned, that you're putting a price on the mitzvahs. Okay, next mishnah. Pretty esoteric mishnah how to read it. So let's just go. It says kol shechavti v'shmiraso, anything that I am obligated to guard. We're getting back towards Nizikin now. Anything that I'm obligated to guard, hichsharti es nisko. I am machshir the nezek. What does hichsharti es nisko mean? Rashi gives two explanations. Look at Rashi, second Rashi after the Mishnah. Hichsharti es nisko, number one, klomar im hizik, right? Hichsharti vizimanti, meaning I prepared it. I'm responsible, right? Oso hizik shalosha marti yofe, kach matzasi. If I am chayav to watch it, hichsharti, I have sort of prepped it for damage if I didn't watch it the right way. Then he says, Lishna Achrina, Hichsharti es nisko, is alai lahachshir ulutakein. Lahachshir also means to fix. So I have to fix it. Alai lahachshir ulutakein et nisko, meaning I have to pay. Both ways I have to pay. It's the question of what the word means.
Does it make a difference to the Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, Shomer...
This is something I'm obligated... Every Shomer Chinam, Shomer... Of course it makes a difference. I'm obligated on certain levels.
Yeah,
but we're not talking about Shomer here. This is something that I'm obligated to watch. I mean, it's my own thing.
Oh, your own?
It's my own thing. Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar has their own rules. Right? Pshir, Yechayev, and all.
I know what you're saying, but okay.
Right, so... Right, so anything that I'm obligated to watch, I have prepared it. And whatever falls into that category, their Dalet Shomerim, they have different rules. But there is... If I'm obligated to watch it up to a certain level... Then I'm obligated to pay if I violate that level of shmirah. Then the Mishnah says, I'm only chayav to pay nechasim she'ein behem ni'ila, which is what? Non-hektish items. If I damage non-hektish items. But if I damage hektish items, I guess, then I'd be putter. And then also nechasim she'ein shel b'nei bris. I'm only obligated to pay if the items belong to Yisrael. But I guess if I was mazik nechse goy, I'd be putter. Midnei adam. And then it's also nechasim ha'meyuchadim. I'm only obligated to pay if I damage nechassim that are miyucha, that belong to somebody. But if I damage hefker, I don't have to pay. It's pretty obvious. Who am I going to pay? Hefker, who am I going to pay to? Who am I going to make remuneration to or something that's hefker? Okay. Where does that money go? Okay. Ubechol makom, and I'm obligated to pay any place, chutz mi rishus hamiyuchedes lamazik, except if it's my rishus. If you don't have permission to come here, and my shore does damage, well, that's on you. Right, and also urishus hanizik v'masik, and also if it's a joint property, if you and I own the property together, and you bring your shore into the property, then I don't have to pay. Gemara will talk about that, and then the Gemara says ukisha hizik when he does do damage, or if he does do damage, chav hamazik l'sham tashlumi nezik meitav haaretz. The mazik has to pay with the best, the choicest of the fields, meitav haaretz. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan. Lord of the Raisa, Kol Shechavti Bishmiraso Hichsharti Es Nisko. Ketzad, what's the case? If I am obligated to watch it, I am obligated to pay if it does damage. Mara says as follows. Shor Ubor, I have a shore, or I have a pit that I dug. Shemisaron Lecherishot Vikatan, I gave it over to a Cherishot Vikatan, a Lav Bar Das, to guard, to watch. You guys watch the shore. You guys watch the board, make sure no one falls in. The hiziko, and nevertheless, surprisingly, the shore and the boar still do damage. So chayev l'shalim, the bala shore, the bala boar, is obligated to pay because he did not watch it appropriately. Masha ekein ve'esh, But not the same thing with fire. That if he gives over fire, I forget what that is, if he gives over fire to a chayr shot of a katon to watch, and they don't do, they don't watch it, and fire goes out and damages, then the Baal Ha'esh is putter, even though he was sort of machshir the nezek. He sort of prepped the nezek over here. So Gemara says, b'maya iskinan.
But isn't it giving him fire, really playing with fire, no pun intended?
So we have to figure out what's going on. The Gemara says, b'maya iskinan. What are we dealing with? What's the case? Right, remember, most of the time, the Gemara is a quote of Braiso, quotes the Lashon of the Tanayim, and now we have to explain it. We have to figure out. That's why we have the Gemara. So b'maya iskinan. Let's say the case, what's the case? The case is that they are properly tied or properly covered. So then, what would be the similar case by the Eish? It would just be a coal. It would be a hot coal. It's not a flaming torch. It's just a hot coal. Meaning it's not something that inherently right now can do damage. The shore is tied up. The bore is covered. The Eish is a coal just sitting there. It can't do anything. So why? It's the other way. What's the difference? So why by the shore and bore you be chayv and the Eish should be putter? If they watched appropriately, why in one of you chayv, one of you putter? Or two of you chayv, one of you putter? So Ella b'shor mutar ubor megula. So maybe tell me the case is that a shore that was not tied properly and a board that was not covered properly. So what would be the case by Eish in that case? So the kavaseh gabe Eish shall have it. That's a torch. So masha ain't came Eish to putter. So why would you be puttered by the Eishes? What you say? What you asked? Hamar avish lekash made the chizkia lochshon. Now when the Mishnah says that if you send a fire in the hands of a chayr shot of a katan, so Mishnah daf nun tes of a base, you send a fire in the hands of a chayr shot of a katan that you putter medine adam. That's lochshonu elosh masal lo gachelas veliba. It's only if you give him a coal and then he fans the flame. That's when you putter. Aval shal heves. If you give him a torch, then he's chayev. Why? My taima the habari hazeka. Like you said, it's playing with fire. It's definitely going to do damage. So why here are you saying that you putter? So what's going on? So he says, no, la'olam, going back originally, la'olam, b'shor kasher, or bor mechusa. We deal with a case where the shore is tied up properly, the bor is covered properly, and the kivasei gabe eish. And what's gabe eish? It's kachelas. It's just this coal. It's a hot coal. Kivasei gabe eish. And then you ask, with the kamarta, maishna hacha, why the shore of bor yichayiv and the eisha potter? He says, shore, darkei lunatuke, bor darkei lunature. Rashi says, and Tosas argues, he says, the shore, even though it's tied, oftentimes it will break free. The bor, even though it's covered, oftentimes, because of trampling and things around it, it will become uncovered. Right? So, bor darkei lunature. But kacheles, kama de shavikle, ma'amya ameva azla. I mean, if you just leave it the way it is, right? Nothing's going to happen. It's just going to stay there. Most of the times, if you just leave...
No, but you have a lot of times, you have something in the forest, it starts a whole fire.
But that's not normal. That's not the normal way. He's saying it's not darka.
From a nothing.
That's not darka. That's not darka, he's saying. He says, where is that? He says, sure, look at Rashi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like 9 lines in the middle lines. He says, sure, darka in 2K. Vahabile la suke daite. Shafil ain't a cherish matiro. Even if the cherish doesn't untie it, so full of hatir. In the end, it'll get it loosed as atzmo. Hilkach shmiru uyehi. Right? Then it's a bear shmira, and you go to two deeper. Not you skip a deeper mask. Amya ama al azla umay deliba cherish lo ramile de balagachelis lasuke daite. Okay, so the cherish now fans the coal. It's not typical. In other words, the cherish has to do something to create the nezek. Rashi's saying here is that the shore and the boar, in its nature, will escape or become uncovered.
The expand as opposed to the coal will contract because the shore eventually will break
its way. Okay, so you can say it like that.
And the coal eventually will fizzle out.
Tosos, maybe it looms what you're saying, Yoni doesn't like it. Tosos says, shore, I'll be in 2K. He says, his parish Rashi, he says, just skip down, he goes, Veneer Lafarish, he says, Neil Farish, the Darkul and 2K, what's Darkul and 2K? Not by itself, but the Cherish is going to play around with it. Right. Darkul and 2K means that the Cherish, I the Cherish Kamar, the Gara, the Master of the Cherish, of a Gachelis, low Gara Kokat, in Darkul Lubos Gachelis. He says, the Cherish is going to play around with the rope, or play around with the cover. He's not playing around with the fire, it hurts it, it's hot. He's not going to play around with it. So that's the Tosa says a little different. Okay. Then the Gemara says, let's finish up a little bit. Ulu Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, right, so that's what we answered. Ulu Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar, Afil Masalo Shal Heves Nami Pater. Rabbi Yochanan, in the Gemara on Daf Nun Tes, says, even if you give the Chayr Shot of the Katan a torch, you're also going to be putter, right? Afilu mashal shalheves nami putter, the kava say hacha. So here, if he's dealing with a shalheves, so we're talking about a shor mutar and a bor megula. So maishna hacha, his case must be where it's not tied, it's not covered, because he's dealing with a gechela, but he's dealing with a shalheves. So what's the difference? Why by the shalheves are you putter? Am I the bor and shor yechayev? He says hasa tsafsa de cheresh kagarim. Similar to what she was saying before, or a little bit, is that here, in order for the torch to do damage, the cheresh has to go ahead and do something. He has to light it. He has to light something. But by the shor and the bor, they don't have to do anything. It will happen in and of by itself. So therefore, you are more responsible for the shor and the bor, because leaving it as is already creates the damage. As opposed to the ash, something has to be done to it in order to create the damage. It's a one step removed.
What if the shore have you provoked to do something?
Well, no, who says? The shore can just the shore just walks out and tramples. You're not talking about goring. Who says it's talking about Karen? Maybe it's Shane Arego. It doesn't have to be provoked to do Shane Arego, it just walks. That's the whole definition of those things. It's in the it's derech ilucha. Just do damage. Okay, so we'll stop here. Right. Whatever. Time because Shomer, Ratzakash Baruch.